Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Benny Mathers Hour. Very excited.
Yeah, let's do it. Bring it on, Dougal.
As always, never sick, never late, never goes on vacation.
I think the never late. I've been a couple times, but never on vacation.
Not for my show.
This
never.
Is true, very true.
Never late.
Well,
so Benny Mathers joins us from Seattle, as always. David in here with NLA. Benny, I was thinking this morning on the way to the studio. Do you remember the first day we met?
Yeah, you were here at the studio.
Exactly.
Visiting other shows.
Well, so here's the thing. I got there early because I'm early to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dr. Pat show was on. I did not know Dr. Pat at the time, but I was actually coming to be on Marie Menucherry's show right after. But for some reason, I walked in the studio and they sat me down and I was kind of on Dr. Pat for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's happening? And then you had to leave the room and another guy came in from Marie's show. And I was like, what is this station? Like, what is happening?
Why is everybody running around?
Exactly. And then the next morning, this is my real memory of you, is that I was coming back to the station. There's an FM station, 92.3, is that it?
92.5.
Sorry. I was never good with math. And there was a fire. The fire alarm went off that morning. And we all had to walk down the staircase. And you were like super chatty and so friendly.
Boy.
And you were showing me your tattoo. And
I did not. That was not me.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about that tattoo.
Was it LA Ink that you got it?
Okay, that was me.
Yeah. And we were like standing out in the parking lot. And in my head, I was like, are all Seattle people like this? Like, he's so friendly.
He's
going on and on. And he's chatting. And I was like, this is the nicest guy in the world.
Aww.
And then we got to work together. But the truth is, don't know is, so we work together for like an hour a week.
Uh-huh.
We text occasionally. You know, we've crossed boundaries. We text. Mm-hmm. It happens. But I feel like throughout every show, I get one little kernel of info about you. And every time, I'm like, what? Like, it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, well,
so the purpose of this, and I cannot tell you, people that are listening, you know, when I come to Seattle to do an event, I think more people say, I love Benny.
Aww.
They do over and over and over again. He makes me laugh. He's so great, blah, 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 blah. So the purpose of this hour is if you've got a question for Benny, if there's anything you've wanted to know, you got to call us. You can tweet me at Dougal Fraser. You can go on Facebook, write the questions. But let's get to know Benny. And I have to start with what inspired this was, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago when we were having James Von Prague on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you told a story about your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to know. I don't know the full thing because we're doing a show and I'll like write down a note. So what is the whole thing with the day that you were born?
Well, January 4th, 1977. It was a long, long time ago.
Same year as me.
Exactly. And it's a great year, as a matter of fact. And just I'm adopted. So that's pretty much where it started. My dad was the attending physician at the hospital and for whatever means, they were kind of looking into adoption, and it was pretty cool because then my dad's like, well, I just happened to deliver a baby boy this morning. We should look into maybe adopting him. And lo and behold, a couple days later, there I was at home with my family, and it's pretty cool. I always kind of joked with my parents, too, like, you know, if I ever act up at a certain time, they have a receipt. They could always take me back or something like that.
Do you really joke about
that? Yeah, I do. I have to joke about that because I'm so happy and privileged to be in my family now. So,
right.
How can you not laugh about a good thing?
Well, see, it's funny that you say that because if David and I ever choose to adopt, I know with my sarcasm, she'll be like 10 years old and I'll be like, I will send you back to China than you. So I was like, see, I can't adopt children because you can't crack that joke. But here's what I want to know. So technically speaking, your dad delivered you.
Yes.
Who can say that? How cool is that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And just like from an energy perspective, like, how amazing is that he actually delivered you? And so they were already thinking of adopting?
It was in their head. My mom had some unfortunate situations on her side that I still don't know that much about, but that's her business, and I haven't really touched base on it. But they were looking into it. You know, my oldest sister was already of 5 years, and so they were looking to have children again.
Right.
And then the adoption arose. So it's pretty cool. I always kind of also joke with my dad, like, you know, oh, just that he just threw me in a bag and took off. But
well, so that's what I want to know. Most people don't have a link to their biological parent. So because your dad knew the hospital, and this was all in Alaska, right?
Yes.
Okay. So your dad, because he delivered the baby, knew who it was, right?
Yes, we know. He actually knew the mother, and the father was not present. And so that adds another little twist to the whole where did I really come from,
right,
and who I came from, so to speak. So the mother was there, and her doctor was my dad's business partner. Like, they had a practice together.
What is happening?
So
here? Okay.
So my dad was a doctor with Dr. Garnett. So her doctor was Dr. Garnett. So the files would come through every once in a while and her checkups. And so I know the mother's name. And I don't know anything else, although I do have a half-brother that I found out right before we moved.
Really?
Yes. And I know that the plot thickens.
I know.
And so, but what's really cool is even with Lindsay, we're you know, on Ancestry and doing all the other stuff and trying to find, you know, DNA programs or whatever. It's cool to find out. I'm still also learning as I'm going too on, like, when is the right opportunity for me to unwrap maybe all of that.
Is that, like, I'm always curious about this because I know some people have been adopted and they have no desire, no interest whatsoever in connecting with the biological parents. And other ones, like, it's really this kind of like this yearning to know. Where do you fall in that spectrum?
I'm a little bit of both because I kind of, my mom's always been, you know, she's always taught me just to be, you know, obviously be happy and be thankful for what you're given. And I totally agree with that no matter what the case, you know, just be you. And I kind of really kind of put myself in my, you know, my mom's shoes, my, you know, my biological mother, as far as, is she really wanting to have that chapter of her life reopened? You know what I mean? So I kind of have to think about that, like, you know, should I, shouldn't I? So I have to, I kind of play that as a little bit. I definitely want to meet her just to say, you know, thank you. And I'm happy.
Thank you for what?
For being on this planet.
Yeah.
You know, and for being in a great family. And, of course, my dad, who unfortunately is no longer around, but I definitely have thanked him moreover on letting him be who he is and what he did for me and my family, you know, and my existing adopted family. So,
and so I know nothing about Alaska and I have a lot of stereotypes in my head. It's a small community, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So is it the kind of thing where she, you know, normally with adoptions, you don't know that that person is like living across town. Is she technically like living across town?
They were. The information that I know is she was one of the, I guess she tended a bar, at a local bar. And I don't know if she was there when we left. We left in 90. So I don't know if she's still in town. But, I mean, kind of just from what little small-town experiences, it was a huge fishing town. So we're kind of leaning towards maybe she had a situation with a fisherman and he's no longer
it
there.
Happens.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
It
happens, you know. And so, but she did what she had to do. So I don't have any regrets, you know, and I totally agree with her 100%. I mean, she may have some, you know, regrets. I don't know. I mean, it is kind of it's cool to think about it. But in right now, it's just not a priority.
Yeah, I totally get it. So in 1990, you moved from Alaska to?
Down here to Seattle.
So to Seattle. Okay, so you moved with your entire family?
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, and when did your dad pass?
Let's see here. 5 years ago now, I think.
5 years ago. Yeah. Okay. So the thing that I think is interesting is, I mean, I know you. I know you're into music. And so you work at KKNW, which is Alternative Talk. And would you say the majority of the shows are kind of new age self-help?
Yeah, they're new age, very spiritual, connecting to oneself. And that's what I've really loved about the station. It really makes you think outside of the box and outside of the norm. You know, what everyone's plugging in. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. And this and, you know, what happened to this person in a car accident? And, and it's like, what happened to all the people that are going through it? You know what I mean? Like their families. And, you know, how are they going to get over things or move on? You know, that's what we kind of focus on, and being more in tune with ourselves rather than just the act in itself.
So here's what I want to know. So your journey into radio, how did you end up at KKNW, like Alternative Talk, New Age? Like, were you a metaphysical person beforehand?
Not
be honest.
At all.
That's
not
what
at
I thought.
All. Yeah. It just, I, of course, I kind of just weave my way there, I guess, so to speak.
Your t-shirt right now gives it all away.
Thank you. It's my backup microphone. If everyone's looking on the webcam, 1150 KKNW.
Yeah, you can go to 1150kknw.com to watch him. And you can also see me through the computer as well.
Yeah, right there. Little icon over there. But no, I started in 95. I went to Western Washington University and was there for a biology degree. And then I ended up fizzling on that. I didn't like it. And
biology degree?
Yeah, I was a science geek. Like, I loved everything about biology and the body, and I think it's a little bit about what my dad always did, you know, about, you know, he was a general practice and medical doctor, so to speak, and he loved doing it. And I heard tons of stories, and I'm like, oh, that sounds fascinating. And of course, you know, doctor is what, 10 years of your life, school,
right?
Dedication at least. And I started there, and it just fizzled really quickly. I was just bombarded with school. I wasn't into it. I'm not a book person. I can't sit there and stare at a book and regurgitate it back and test on it. I'm a hands-on guy. I love to play with stuff and work. And obviously, you see in the studio every day, I have 6 screens to stare at, and I love just bouncing back and forth and being active.
But you love music too, right?
I do, and that's...
I mean, you definitely have a passion for music.
Yes. Yeah, and that's what got me started is when I was there studying, my neighbor across the hallway in our dorms, Eric Holman, who is still one of my closest friends, he actually had a set of turntables, and I caught the bug from there. And he had a show, an overnight show on a Sunday, like from 2 to 3 a.m. I went and sat in on that. The host that was there, he's like, have you ever been on radio? Because I was just sitting in, just watching. I was like, oh, I was fascinated by it. He goes, do you want to say something on the air? I'm like, sure, why not? You know, no big deal. He goes, okay, when Eric comes out of the song, say this liner and then go back into the song. I'm like, that's it? He goes, that's it. So I did it and didn't even look at the card. Like, it happened so fast. And literally, the host was floored.
He's a natural.
He goes, have you ever done this before? I go, no, not really. Just you told me what to do and I did. And he goes, that's amazing. Like, it took me forever just to, like, get the, you know, courage to even open up a microphone and talk. And so then I changed it to communications and debate, which was at Western. Well, because Western didn't have their communications broadcasting department anymore. They kind of shifted it, you know, put it aside. So I was just still thinking about doing that. And mm-hmm. I ended up mopping up in debate classes and stuff like that. And so I left that school and got my AA at Bellevue Community College. Now it's Bellevue College. Now it's a 4-year, and got my transfer degree and over at WSU, and got my Edward R. Murrow School of Communication degree. And here I am in broadcasting.
Guys, fascinating story. Benny chatting like nobody's business. We're going to take a break. If you want to call, if you want to ask Benny a question, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or go to my fan page on Facebook, post your questions, and I will ask them live. Apparently, there's a Jonas Brother addiction that we're going to get to the bottom to immediately. Guys, this is the Benny Mathers Hour on the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. I apologize for laughing, but Benny is seat dancing, which immediately answers one of our questions that was posted on the internet. Do you seat dance during the show?
Yeah.
Not only does he seat dance, but typically, especially before the intro, he is dancing like crazy. He's screaming, let's go! He goes for it.
I have to. It's part of my gig.
Did you pick the music this hour or did David pick it?
We did a little bit of both.
Oh, see, that's the thing. Benny's always sharing his time, always sharing the limelight. Father of two, radio extraordinaire. So we were trying to decide, you know, on Transformation Talk Radio, you always have to upload the guest profile. And David comes in my office one day and he's like, how do you describe what Benny does? And I was like, he's a board operator, sidekick, producer person.
Talent
thingy
man.
On air weather traffic.
I do it all.
Reporter. What do you describe your job as?
I think I'm more of like a technical producer. I pretty much do everything. I mean, radio used to be a lot of people in one room. Now it's pretty much one or two people in one room. So
budget cuts. It
happens, you know. Yeah. And they obviously found out the right way to save money on certain areas and cut and keep the good ones. You know what I mean? But it keeps me busy. I'd rather do that rather than just sit and you know, bring up a phone call and put it down, and then that's it. Bring it up again and bring it. I get to actually run the show and be part of the shows and help produce with commercial work and be, you know, a lively, active vision for the show.
Right, but I'm always amazed at how you can be answering a phone call, getting ready to cue the music, making, because I don't do anything. You know, I just kind of stare at the screen, and if he makes a hand gesture like, would you go to break? I just kind of do what Benny and David say.
Well, and there's people like that.
Right.
I mean, I can
take. What is that? There are people.
Listen to me if you let me explain.
There are people like that.
It makes it so you can focus on the topic.
Exactly. I think you're much better designed as a host and focused on your questioning, which I haven't had as much practice with. I mean, mm-hmm. you do a very well job of, you know, interviewing and keeping people engaged. And David and I are the glue for you. We help you out and make the show what it is. And there are other people that help you do that. I mean,
were you ever in the role of interviewing? Like when you were doing radio, did you ever get to do that part of more hosting than producing?
I have. It's a lot more prep work. And now I know exactly what you go through. And there's just right now it's almost darn near impossible for me when I have 20 plus shows to handle. I mean, I literally would have no hair. Period.
You do 20 shows a week.
A little bit over that. Yeah.
Okay, and are we allowed to ask this question? So I would say that at KKNW, it is fair to say it is a cornucopia or a plethora of different shows.
Well, yes, there
is. What is the strangest show you have ever worked on, can you say?
I wouldn't know about the strangest show. I've had a couple unique shows, I'll say.
Okay, what's the most unique?
Well,
politically correct.
I honestly, I can't remember the show that I did, but it was a guest that we had on, and this person could talk to spirits that were crossed over. I'm using my air quotes.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, if you look at the studio, we're in one direction. It was in our old studios. I was on the other side of the counter. And that's the reason why I have to set this up. So the guest came in, and I apologize. I don't remember her name. But she came in wearing this old, like, fur. And I'm like, why are you wearing that? And then I found out a little later what she was all about and how she could touch to, you know, the people that were crossed over and so forth like that. I'm like, okay, so what's the coat for, though? Like, she goes, well, when I do that, the room, it usually gets really cold. I'm like, okay. That's new to me because we've had other people that have been able to reach those have crossed over and have been just fine with the temperature in the studio. So I'm like, all right, so I'll move along. It's not a big deal. And, of course, you know, the show progresses. And,
don't bother the talent.
Yeah, exactly. Don't bother. She was sitting on her side, and the other hosts were on the other side. And she's like, okay, I'm getting a feeling. And we had a caller call in at the same time. And I'm like, all right, so is it really that cold? I didn't really feel any temperature change. Since then, it was apparently a big hit. I'm like, I accepted it. So I was still kind of leery and kind of wondering, like, was this, you know, kind of skeptic, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can't really see, but maybe later I can turn the camera. I've taped little streamers to the vent above on the ceiling, thinking like maybe the air conditioning would kick on like every time a spirit would come into the room, only for the reason of wearing their fur coat. Needless to say, there was no air conditioning coming on at that point. So
she was really feeling something?
I don't think so at all. That's the thing. And because every time I'd look up to see if it was blowing, and they're still there today. They're still up there today. So I think by far that probably was the strangest person we've had in here. Other than that, the shows are really, you know, super fun and, again, unique. I say that wholeheartedly with just open arms because everyone's got their own thing. And if they believe in it, that's their style, you know. And I will agree with them 100% just because – I believe what they believe, and I will make their show happen. I mean,
have you ever been nervous with a guest?
Well, we've had celebrities around here. I got a little. Well, we had Nick Lachey, not on KKNW, but he was.
Did Nick Lachey make you nervous, Benny?
No. Well, no. Yes. Okay. A little bit. Okay.
Why Nick Lachey?
Because after talking to him, he was just like a normal guy. Like,
right.
Just a normal guy. And I'm like, he could be just like your best friend, and then knowing he's part of 98 Degrees, and now he's on his own, and the whole post Jessica Simpson thing and all that, you know, and now I'm moving on.
I love that your go-to reference of who made you nervous was Nick Lachey.
That's not the top one. The top one would be Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
He was here promoting a new album for Warm 106.9, which is one of our other sister stations down the hall, and he went to the softer side, not the 80s music. He was, you know, the upbeat, kind of fasty, you know, 80s rhythm. He went more of a softer side of Kenny Loggins. So he came into the studio and did, like, you know, just an interview with one of the afternoon hosts, Will Johnson, and I brought my records for him. For him to sign, because I'm like, I'm a huge fan, you know, loved it. When he, you know, Caddyshack to Top Gun, you know, Footloose, all those greats, you know. And I was like, would you mind signing something? And he's like, oh yeah. And I ran around the corner and I grabbed him. And he goes, oh my gosh, you still have records.
I was just gonna say that. Do you keep all your records still?
Most of them I do. Yeah. And on the back though is a picture of him from like 91 or 81.
Uh-huh.
And he has like a full beard and he goes, wow, I do not miss that picture. But it was cool. And then I got kind of weirded out because I'm like, is that okay? He goes, no, it's great that you kind of brought the memory back for me. And I totally forgot about it. And we had a small chat there. I'm like, I'm talking to Kenny Loggins. This is great. You know,
and
like,
do you think it's different kind of energetically if someone comes into the studio versus having them over the phone? Because you talk to everyone. So for people that don't know, the first person that a guest talks to is Benny. They call in during the break or before we go live and they talk to Benny first. Do you get
Brian.
Nervous on the phone?
Or
Brian.
Excuse
me.
Got to give kudos to Brian.
Yeah, true.
A little helping hand. I do a little bit. But the thing is I still think you're missing that connection. Like, you and I see each other now. We know what we do with hand gestures and so forth. When I met you in the hall, you're a fairly tall gentleman. And I am, though, too. Most people don't realize I'm 6'1 as well. So when they come into the studio, they don't see me except for just sitting down most of the time.
Right.
And then when they leave, I stand up and either give them a hug or shake their hand. They're like, jeez, you're tall.
That's what I get.
And I'm like, well, I'm not that tall. You should see Dougal Fraser. No, he is tall. But,
that
but,
boy is tall.
But I think first impressions are definitely when you meet them, not on the phone. I mean, yeah, you can get a sense of a voice.
Yeah, but it's different.
Exactly. If it's very unique.
Yeah. I find people open up more in person. Okay, so I want to ask another question. So Annie posts, what's with his Jonas Brother obsession? And she says Lindsay can back me up on this one.
I love Annie. Annie used to be a former coworker here for a promotions department at Movin', and she and I had this running joke, like I was the missing Jonas Brothers, and so it was like,
why can you sing?
No, I just we were just kind of making fun, but we kind of had a running thing with it, and I sent her a calendar, or she actually sent me a calendar of the Jonas Brothers saying, hey, this is for you.
Okay, it's so there is, kind of, it's not like you secretly listen to them at home.
No, but I was a huge New Kids on the Block fan.
Who, you were?
Yeah, and actually Jordan Knight showed up here too right after he was on Surreal Life, and I met him as well. And I brought in my New Kids on the Block poster for him to sign, and he almost didn't do it.
Really?
Yes,
why?
Because he's like, I don't really want to relate myself to that stuff right now. I'm like, really, dude?
Jordan, like, what do you want
to do? Dude, seriously, I go, if you weren't here for them... Right. I wouldn't have been here either.
Right. Where do you think you got that estimated $15 million dollars
exactly.
From?
And then he's like, okay, fine, I'll sign it. I'm like,
so is anyone ever rude?
You mean
how? You don't have to name names, but like, has any person ever been, you know, because I've had that experience before where I've been super excited to meet someone and then on camera, they're like, hi, hello, and friendly.
Oh,
and then the minute you go to break, they like stare at the corner.
There's people that are, yeah, it's kind of when the microphone opens, so to speak, you kind of get, you know, really excited and you're happy. And then you kind of get into a rhythm, so to speak.
Yeah.
I've never actually had someone that's two-faced, I'll say. But I've had some people that are like, they're different a little bit, like directing while off-air and on-air.
Yeah.
And I can understand that. Everyone wants, you know, precision and stuff like that. And you can be a little bit different with emotions coming at you within seconds versus, you know, you have an hour to talk about it. You know what I mean? If you're just at the water cooler. But I'll speak my mind. I've done this a long time. And, you know, I think I'm pretty decent as being a professional on the air. So if you don't like it, then you should talk to me, but not about it on the air.
Absolutely.
But I will take everything with a great, you know, with, you know, open arms as far as how you want me to work for you and with you. But I've had some people like they've been late to the studio and I'm already like stalling for time. And they're like, okay, I want to come on the air. Let's do this right now. Okay. I'm going to do it right now. And I'm like, no, you're going to get a couple more minutes to calm down.
Collect yourself.
Exactly. Yep. Go outside. And they're like, no, I want to do it now. And I'm like, listen, and I'll square up on them just because I think that's not appropriate for the air.
I agree. Guys, when we come back, I want to know how being a parent has changed Benny's energy. I've got questions about Lindsay. I kind of want to know what he has for breakfast. I want to know how his day goes. That might be boring to you, but I'm completely fascinated. When does he go to the gym? What time does he get up? And is he constantly listening to New Kids on the Block? If you've got a question, 1-800-930-2819. It's the Benny Mathers Hour. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Kathy is in, and and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Everybody, welcome back to the show, the Benny Mathers Hour. It's very exciting. The music has been selected. We're getting to the bottom of everything. And I kind of have this weird obsession with people. I think about this all the time. I'm like, what's their day like? You know, when do they get up? What do they have for breakfast? And I know Benny has to wake up at like 1:30 in the morning.
Not that early.
What time? How do you function? Because you're always, it's been over a year. I've taken like 16 vacations. I go home and take a nap from this. What are we actually on the air? Like 48 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm practically in tears in the fetal position. Like, someone bring me a latte. You go on to 18 other shows
and
act like nothing's happening. What's wrong with you?
Oh, no. It's fun. I've naturally been just a morning person. My mom's
are
like,
you really?
Yes.
I don't believe.
I don't know.
So what time do you wake up?
Today was around 4:30. I hit the snooze a couple of times. I'll be honest.
I'm sure 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but and then I'm literally out the door within seconds.
What do you mean? So you pop up, yeah. You shower?
The day before, actually.
Curious.
I have to, just because I'm that.
Timing-wise.
I'm not that far away from the studios anyways, and not to be kind of not clean, but yeah. I don't see very many people today, so I don't have to really dress up and look, you know, fabulous for them.
Right, that's the joy of radio, is you get to work in pajamas or appropriately micro. I don't know how to. Guys, if you're not watching him live, Benny is wearing a red T-shirt with several microphones on
just
it.
One.
It's very exciting. Okay, so do you have breakfast first?
I rarely do. I just have a cup of coffee on the way in.
Okay, do you make your coffee? Do you pick it up?
No, I pick it up.
Okay, okay. So that's interesting. That's where we're spending our money. Just curious.
Just a little bit. Not every day of the week, though, but I conveniently help out the ladies at the Mocha Madness, which is right by my house. And they're open at 4:30, which is great.
So we love them.
Yeah, because the Starbucks is open at 5 and I have to already be at work and I can't go back down.
And so do you like roll into Mocha Madness with a huge grin on your face? Are you already happy?
Usually. But what's great is because the girls there, along with Brandy, who's pretty much been there the longest, we've already talked about Brandy and how tipping on another show we had, because she, you know, I tip back. Where
always.
You know, it's very appropriate, even though technically for those that don't provide excellent service, I still tip just because I think it's fair.
Right.
Because they have to deal with a lot of other, it's service.
Do you wait to let them see you put the tip in the can? Because I don't like that moment where, this is from a Seinfeld episode, where you put the tip in and then they didn't see it. So I prefer change, so you can hear the clunk, clunk, per plunk. So clearly I don't give for the sense of giving.
You just don't make that sound effect.
I want the recognition.
Yeah. I really didn't drop anything. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Yep, see you later.
That sounded like 3/4.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, we talked about it. And what's great is she's now the first smile that I see. So it's nice to give back.
Wait, so Lindsay doesn't even wake up?
No, she's still fast asleep.
Wow. So you can get out of bed with the alarm, leave the house, no conversation in the morning.
She's also a much heavier sleeper than I am, too. So, I mean, I can literally wake up with a drop of a dime. I literally could in the room. I'll be like, what was that? Seriously. And it's frustrating, but I it's just me.
Ninja-like skills.
It happens.
So then what time do you actually get to the studio?
Just before 5, and that's where I start my madness. I start ripping through emails, you know, 2-3 at a time, even from one host. Thanks, David. And
and are you on the air immediately at 5?
I actually have a 1 hour of production work, pre-production or post-production, depending on how much I have to work on. And then I go into my first live show, which is Manson Mitchell, in the morning, and then I move out the rest of my day. And I'm kind of working on stuff on the side, too. I have a lot of in-between work, too, where I just have to monitor the station and what's going on. But I can also get things done on the side. So I pre-plan my week. You know what I mean? Like, because everyone needs commercials and all that stuff. So I get it kind of pre-recorded one day, and I work on a little bit the next day, and I work on something else the next day. So I have to kind of plan ahead. I'm very organized.
I know you are very organized, but do you have like a system, like a file, a fax, something happening?
Brian can vouch for my system, and he knows even when he gets here beforehand, I have the log that David sends me and the rundown. It's already waiting for him.
Does everybody send you a log per show?
I require it, yes, because I think
that wasn't the question.
Well, wait a minute. I'm coming. Yes and no. You happy now? I prefer it just because I'd like to be connected with the show. Because if there were ever a problem, I need to be able to resolve it and resume back to where we were or what we need to go to next.
Right. And to explain to people what the log is, so I'll give you when we go into
segment. I can show people on camera here too.
Yeah. When we go into segment four, David will type out little notes. So it's not like I'm, this articulate on my own.
Someone's got to do it.
David will type out notes of what the topic is. And then Benny, Brian, we all read it so we can join in and be aware of what we're going to talk about. God forbid we not get calls.
It's really
never happens.
It's just bullet points, though. You like to take the topic and then run with it.
Right, because if David wants me to say something specifically, I will never say it properly because I don't like being told what to do. It's an issue. I've got it. So then you get off the air when?
Officially off the air at the top of the hour at noon, and then the other producer comes in behind me. But I have sometimes post-production work, which, calling people back, hosts back, just making sure everything's cool. I send off shows to their servers. Whoever needs them, air checks.
And then when you go home, so do you go straight home or do you go to the gym?
I actually go usually to the gym. Softball's back in session. So
I saw.
Yeah, I'm a little sore today. It hit me a little bit later than usual. We had a rough weekend, but we ended up coming out on a 1-1 games on Sunday. So I took yesterday off and I should go today. I may take another day off just because I'm a little still sore from the legs, but it's all good. So
and then you go home, and who's with the boys during the day?
Lindsay's mother is there watching, and she's usually from right 9-ish to maybe 1 by the time I get done with the gym, depending on how long I'm there, and then I take care of the home duties.
No nap?
Nope.
So when do you go to sleep at night?
Lately, last night, it was 10:30 and 11. So that
10:30, and then you're getting up at 4.
Yeah, it was
I go to sleep at 10:30.
I know.
And I get up at 7:30.
You need your beauty sleep. Something, okay?
It's true. I'm not going to lie. It's true.
I usually have a habit. I try to mellow out and calm down around 8:39 and then start winding down after that. So
who makes dinner?
I usually do.
Curious. What's your go-to? So I'm coming to dinner. It's a Friday night. David and I are coming. What's your go-to meal? Because you're oh my God, my favorite host in the world is coming over for dinner. What's your go-to meal that no matter how much time you have, you don't have to think about it, you can crank it out and it'll be amazing?
Probably just a standard chicken with maybe some potatoes, a little side salad, something simple. If I have a little more time, then I can get a little crazier and then break out the barbecue and go from there, so...
I want this dinner.
No.
I want a video. Did you see how I'm inviting myself over?
Just a little bit.
I want the whole process. So you cook. Lindsay's already told us on the show that you're anally clean and before a meal's
I'm
over.
I'm not anally clean. I'm just very organized. I have moments, okay? But I'm not okay, maybe it's a little bit.
Right. So do you clean the house as well?
Yeah, I try to.
Oh, my God. And so the house that you're living in now, did you guys buy that together or who moved in where?
I steamed the curtains last night. Okay.
You didn't?
Well,
what is wrong with
you?
We're
hemming them, so I had to.
Well, of course.
I was helping her out.
Right. New kids on the block, hemming curtains, no comment.
It happens.
So this house, you guys bought your house, right?
Yes.
Did you buy it together?
I bought it, actually, before I met Lindsay.
Okay. So she moved into your house. What are some changes that she made when she moved in?
We had twin boys.
No, I know that. But
I'll do it.
That was a three-pointer from way downtown.
Well, when David and I first moved in together, I moved into his place because in New York, you pick the better apartment. Who's got the better space? And it's weird to move into somebody else's space because you kind of want to make your mark, but it's kind of awkward. So any change where she was this is going to be my teddy bear corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
That wasn't a long sigh, but she knows what I'm thinking, and it's pretty much the colors of the house. It was pretty big. Of course, we're expecting the boys, and so I went into, we both went into baby mode, and so I had this idea of okay, it's going to be kind of blue and gray, and I think it's going to be a good kind of a backup room.
Yeah.
And it's kind of Seahawk colors, Seattle Seahawk colors. And then, of course, she sees it and was like, no.
Are you cute? You're going to design your house according to Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. Well, no, it was actually just going to be like a backup room to begin with.
Right.
And I had like a power wall, the crimson power wall and all this. And so those radically changed.
So you've been a dad now for a little over a year. Tell me how being a parent has changed you.
It's been awesome. It really has been. I mean, you literally, I don't know, you take everything from what everyone says, not if you didn't have kids before, and you're like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they say, oh, it's great, and you'll experience this. I'm like, uh-huh, sure, whatever. And then until you do, it really happens. Like, you could have the worst day at work, or on the way home, you're just screaming at people in the car, and then you go home, and you see your little buggers or whatever, and they just, like, look at you with those dopey little eyes, you know, and they, like, drop a block, and they look at you and go, gosh, you know, and you're like, oh, that is the precious little thing right there. You do that again, you know, and it's hilarious. I mean, just it is you can't describe some of the things, you know what I mean? It touches you so wholeheartedly.
Well, I get mixed reviews from this next question that I'm going to ask. Are you in love with them immediately? Because I know some people have had kids and they kind of stare at them and they're like, I don't know what to do. I'm talking like first 2-3 weeks. Or did you have that experience where the minute they enter the world, your heart is swelled and you completely immediately feel connected?
That's kind of, yeah, I'll be honest. And I didn't have the connection that I do now.
Yeah.
And it's because I didn't have them.
Yeah.
Lindsay had them.
It's and a so, different connection for
right,
her.
She literally, you know, baked them. You know, for the amount of time for any mother.
You were
to
a part
do.
Of that process 15 minutes tops.
I was the busy one running around trying to get everything ready and, you know, the nester, you know, as far as like getting it ready, you know, and putting the roof over, you know, and the clothes and all that, you know, that I was busy doing that. But that was that's what I do. That's how my comfort and attraction to bringing in the children was for me.
Yeah.
I will never, ever have that connection that she will. You know what I mean? Just for being that close to him inside somebody, not
right.
on the outside. It's grown on me substantially since then. It
so
really
sweet.
Has.
Sweet. I love when you talk about the boys. I think it's very dear. Guys, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some silly topics. We're just going to discuss amongst the three or four of us, depending. It's the Benny Mather Show today. We're getting to know everything we need to know. And look at that grin. I can see you smiling. When we come back, more questions for Benny. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
If you are anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732. Your home safety net.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Guys, we've gotten to know everything we need to know about Benny. He leaps out of bed. He doesn't shower in the morning.
Those are the essentials for everyone to remember. Essentials.
He steams curtains in his free time.
I do.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
He's an enigma of sorts, if you will. All right, so I got to talk about this story. First of all, I forgot to say this. See, this is the thing. I come up with these great ideas in the shower, and then I don't say them. You had no idea, Benny, that you were speaking to two Mega Million winners.
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
We won $10.
Oh, really?
We did? That's the most we have ever won.
Congratulations!
It's a start. And as far as I'm concerned, you cannot block prosperity.
Yeah, right?
And we are going to invest it in something very exciting.
Lunch? Lindsay and I bought like two tickets like 10 minutes before they were announcing the numbers. So who knows if they actually got back to wherever, you know, the...
You didn't check the numbers?
No, we did. But then we found out from everybody like, oh, the winners are from here, here, and here. So.
Yeah, but you still might get something.
Yeah, 17 people won $250,000.
Oh, so you're saying I still have a chance. Okay,
exactly.
Then.
So you should check that. I mean, that's you can't
even if you
that.
Only get like three, I think you get like a couple hundred.
So here's the thing that I'm sure everybody's heard about this, but a Maryland woman won't share her portion of the winnings, which is estimated to be $105 million. Apparently, she works at McDonald's and her coworkers, and this is really common, they pull together their tickets and everybody gets super excited.
Right.
But 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work out. And the reason for this is she claims that the winning ticket was in her separate pile.
Right. Oh, that they gave her $5 each and that she purchased the tickets for them, but then later in the day went and bought her own separate tickets. But the thing is, it was at the same place.
Same store
that that she bought the previous tickets at. And what, and her manager is now saying that later in the day, they all got like more excited and he gave her more money to go back and purchase more tickets. But she's still saying that that's separate.
Well, we did the same thing. We went to a poker night last Friday. Don't be shocked. I don't love poker, but I go to be a good sport. And then I kept winning and I was like, ugh. I just want to get, you know, like the night's over. But anyway, it's another story. So we got an email.
You just
from...
brought because you have deep pockets.
No, we go for the people.
We go for the people.
Sure, right? you do.
Sure, yeah. And then I pretend I can't play poker.
I know, right?
So we all pooled and we all put in $5. Uh-huh. And I immediately thought that, like, it sounds like so much fun, but it doesn't surprise me that you have to trust someone to go to the store and say, here's the $15 worth of tickets. Here's, because we had a separate pool of our own, but we purchased them at a different time. What's fascinating to me is it's $105 million. How many people were actually on
there
the list, David?
There were allegedly 15 people in the pool.
Okay, so I'm not great with math. But technically
it's still
speaking,
a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money. And I mean, David knows this about me. I practically give everything away. It's kind of a problem. I get it from my mother. I would be excited for everyone to win. Wouldn't you?
I would. I don't think that, I don't know, it seems very common. Like, I guess if you're going to do a pool, then why buy tickets separately? Or if you are going to buy tickets separately, then I don't know. How do you, like, what if she's telling the truth? What if
I think the moment of the pool psychologically is that most people like the idea of spending $1 to $5 for the dream. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're working in a fast food restaurant. You're doing the same thing every day. Yeah. And for that day, all your coworkers are giggling and dreaming about what it would be like. And the truth is, I think most people, and I'm not talking about negative thinking, most people, when you buy a lottery ticket, you don't really think you're going to win.
I don't care what meal they're getting today. I'm going to win today.
Exactly, right. And in your head, you're like, and as soon as I win, I'm getting out of this freaking place.
Yeah,
and
yeah, right?
Exactly. It's, I don't want to hear Big Mac.
$7 million per each winner. By
exactly. Yeah. Now, I'm assuming if you work at McDonald's, and it's not, that's big money.
That's some serious cheddar.
Yeah.
She may be in danger, they're saying now, because, like, you know, she's not answering her door. She's hiding at home.
Didn't they show up at her door?
They showed her, some of her coworkers showed up and banged on the door for 20 minutes.
Karma.
And then apparently when she opened the door, she then changed her story and said that she doesn't know if she has the winning ticket and she may have read it incorrectly. And it's just, it's all bad.
She lawyered up.
She lawyered up Gloria Allred's at the back door. Yeah. Ready to go. So here's the question. What I want to know is, what's your hunch? Do you think psychologically, if someone is, I guess greedy would be the term, do you think she sees that winning ticket and something clicks in her, like this, you know, I know she has like seven kids and it's like, I need to take care of my family. Or do you think that's inherent in her before she knows she's going to win? Does that make sense?
Oh, I don't think. Benny, what do you think?
Oh, no, go ahead, David.
I don't think that it's, I don't think that that anyone can plan what that would feel like. And I would imagine, I have no idea. I mean, it doesn't make sense because they would all technically have enough money to live for the rest of their lives. So why not share it? The only alternative is if she is not lying. Like, what if she's not lying? But it's still so much money, then why not just share it and be like, whatever?
I wonder who reported her, because, I mean, they're talking about it everywhere. It's on every show. What's that movie with the guy, Nicolas Cage,
when
he has the winning ticket, and then he splits
Lucky
it?
You?
What was it
Lucky
called?
Lucky You, or is that?
Something like that, yeah. And Rosie Perez, like, freaks out. She's the wife. And I just feel like I would be the kind of person that would share it.
Yeah.
Would you share it?
I think it's karma. I really is.
I do too.
I mean, it's going to come back to get her, whether she's, you know, truthful
and then
or not.
I don't
to anybody. I just believe in that wholeheartedly.
I also don't think that I would be able to enjoy it. Like, the fact that I cut off somebody else's prosperity, like, I would feel so guilt-ridden over that.
Exactly.
But I think a lot of people are on the other side of the fence, and they would completely do it on their own. So our friends, once we checked our group tickets, then we all said, okay, now I'm going to check my private tickets. But they were separated, and the comment was, if I won privately and not in the group, everybody gets a house. That's what we agreed on. Everybody gets their own house. Now,
that's
we didn't say
nice.
What size home, but technically, everybody gets a house.
Those are the little details you need to work on for the next
exactly.
one.
I mean, but it's interesting to see. I think everybody assumes it's the most amazing thing and it's going to change your life, but it can also bring up heavy energy as well, which proves to us money doesn't make you happy. It's the energy behind it. Speaking of energy, Katie Couric and Sarah Palin face off on morning television. I know, Benny, you were at work. I know this is going to bother people. Sarah Palin irks me.
So she's co-hosting on the Today Show,
barely.
It was funny. they were cracking some jokes, and she was handling it well.
See,
I
don't think she's
producers
very quick.
Wrote those for her.
Yeah,
come on.
Probably.
To me, you could tell the things that she was prepared for, but when it came time to being live, and you know, this is not scripted stuff, she just repeats the question back like any good debater,
she's
right?
Just
Benny?
Getting through it.
Exactly. Yeah, and you repeat it six different ways, but you haven't really answered the question. And it's like, I had predicted a long time ago that I thought she would end up getting a talk show because I think that's what she wants. She wants to be on TV. But I got to say, Katie Couric on Good Morning America, it made me watch her. My grandmother used to hate her. All she would complain about is she hated Katie Couric's legs, blah, 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 blah. And I love Katie Couric. I think she's great. And I thought it was kind of a powerful move that they had her on Good Morning America.
On the competing show she was originally on. Yeah.
Well, because the Today Show has been number one for, I mean, years. I don't even know. So it'll be interesting to see this week if they're able to change that at all. But I was excited to see Katie Couric. And I like the idea that it keeps everybody on their toes. Do you know what I mean? It's friendly to me. It does not seem like an attack between the two of them, but it's kind of like we have to constantly strive to be better and better and better. But I thought it was interesting that Matt Lauer was doing like a little commercial, and he asked Sarah Palin what newspaper she was reading to catch up on. And I thought that was a very bold joke.
Well, because he's referring to her disastrous interview with Katie Couric during the election, which I thought was hysterical. And she laughed it off, too, which I thought was a good sign.
I thought it was a good sign, too. She did very well. And she was kind to Oprah. Oh, that was the other thing. Oh, my God, we have to go soon. But this, so Oprah this week, because it's all, I think everybody's trying to get their highest ratings. Oprah was on CBS with Gayle King, and she had said, and I love how they spin this, she had said she had no idea how hard it was going to be to start a network, and had she known, she may have done things differently. And within like 10 minutes on the internet, it's like, Oprah admits network was biggest mistake ever. That's not what she said. What she said was that she took on too much, and now that the daytime talk show is done, now she can fully invest her energy.
Right.
It is so scary with Twitter and Pinterest, and I mean, everything gets spun so quickly. I mean, everywhere. You'll see it all day long today on TV. Oprah says it was the biggest mistake of her life. I don't believe so. If you go back and watch the clip, that is not exactly what she said. Anyway, Benny, we did it.
Yay!
It was Benny's life story. We covered everything. Did you put makeup on today for camera presence?
Maybe.
When you pulled out that t-shirt, did you think, this is perfect because people will be looking at me?
Yeah.
You did. Of course you did. And you're getting a little bit red there, just like your t-shirt.
It happens.
Well, Benny, I have to say, it is truly an honor to work with you. I think you are awesome at what you do.
Thank you.
You make the show fun. You make the show smooth. And seriously, we couldn't do it without you. And I adore you.
Oh, thank you very much. And it's always a pleasure to work with you guys every week.
Oh, see, do you feel the love? I would give you $5 million if we had the winning ticket.
And a house.
Anytime. And a house. Whatever house you wanted. A wing for the boys, New Kids on the Wallpaper, whatever you need.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, if you missed the show, you can always go to DougalFraser.com, click the recent press button, and listen to the archive. Call me at 1-877-936-8425 for a private session. Tomorrow, I will be live on CBS New Sky Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This was The Benny Mathers Show. Stay tuned for your next program.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.